Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As you've been hearing, all the news about coronavirus can be pretty overwhelming. For families with school-aged children, it can be even tougher, as kids are suddenly trying to learn at home instead of in the classroom. John Crocker is the founder and director of the Massachusetts School Mental Health Consortium. He also directs mental health and behavioral sciences in Methuen's public schools. Crocker says the mental health challenges of remote learning during the pandemic are uncharted territory for teachers, for parents, and for students.
You know, it's obvious in some ways, but I don't think it's obvious necessarily to everyone. But kids don't innately know how to do the remote learning thing. You know, this is brand new to everyone. And families don't know how to contend with balancing work from home and remote learning. So, you know, for me, having a schedule and routine and consistencies that are explicitly taught to kids and that are managed by families is one of the critical features of making this happen.
So what would that, give me more of that, like what the layout would be ideally in a home, if a home is large enough, what's the ideal situation for learning for kids?
I mean, I think there needs to be dedicated space to learning that is free from distraction, right? But also ways in which we're not on top of each other in the home, you know, having a dedicated space to be able to complete work, having dedicated technology. They had routine and consistency before. They had some predictability, and that has been really changed in a dramatic way that causes a lot of stress and anxiety. So to be able to give some of that back, I think, is a huge step in the right direction to being able to provide some stability to kids who relied on school for that consistency and that normalcy.
So in terms of providing that framework, what could a parent do to try and give a kid in this very unpredictable period some kind of normalcy?
Yeah, I'm going to run through some things that I think will support not only the mental health side of it, but also that normalcy and routine. And the first would be to talk to kids about COVID-19, and not in a way that is developmentally inappropriate, but they know that this is not a situation that is routine and normal for them to be experiencing. And when we speak in hushed tones about this, and when we don't address it directly, what is cooked up in their minds is potentially far worse than the reality.
But is anybody speaking in hushed terms about it? It seems like everybody's talking about it. I mean, what would a parent say that would be telling the truth, but having it in perspective?
When I talk to kids and when I talk to families about this, you know, one of those automatic thoughts that I hear happening is, I'm going to get COVID-19 and so is my entire family. It's not a very rational, balanced thought. And it tends to make me feel really anxious and it makes me feel pretty sad.
Make everybody feel anxious. Are you actually hearing that from families?
Again, this isn't everyone, but that's certainly a statement that is kind of that automatic thought that comes out of people's not thinking about this too clearly, right? But when I weigh out the evidence, you know, good and bad, you know what, there's a chance that I could get COVID-19. But if I do, I know that most people come out on the other side of this okay. I'm also taking precautions. I'm also ensuring that my family's taking precautions. And when I have that thought, then I feel a lot better than that previous automatic thought.
So that would probably be a good reminder for parents as well as children. I mean, because, of course, every illness and every death certainly is tragic. The number of people who die from COVID-19 is still in the low single percentage points. And that's good for people, for all of us probably, to remember, but still take precautions. What is the next thing that you would instruct a family where both the kids are kind of wigged out because they have a completely different schedule, and the parents too, especially if they're in close quarters? Just give us one or two other things that you would guide them on.
I want to make sure that we also avoid inactivity and isolation. Actively scheduling pleasurable events, things that that are going to engage the whole family, things that are going to ensure that students have an opportunity for social interaction. That's incredibly important. We don't want social isolation to be equated with social distancing. The other piece that I would say is people aren't alone, and that if you need resources, reach out. Mass 211 is a fantastic and easy to remember telephone number that can connect people to critical health and human services in their community.
John Crocker is the founder and director of the Massachusetts School Mental Health Consortium. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.